Yeah, that's the second time that's happened to me. I had another thing that I recorded, and then I went to listen to it, and it I'd already closed everything out, and it just was skipping. I don't know what could be causing that. I know my laptop's getting kind of old, so maybe Chrome has really bad memory leaks, but I don't want to switch to Firefox because I really like Chrome in general. I probably should, 'cause my old, like I'm, it used to be that I would log in and then all my tabs would sync with my Android phone, but lately that doesn't work, and it just doesn't sync properly, so it's annoying. But thanks for letting me know. I'm sorry. I don't listen to these anymore before I post them. I used to always listen to everyone, but especially when I'm doing something that I feel kind of weird about, I often don't, because I get this urge to just do it over again, and then I do it 14 times. There's some recordings that I have three drafts of, and not in a fun way. There's a couple of them where I was trying to decide how a character should sound, some of the Monster Girl ones, or the evil murder sexual goddess. I think it's called Goddess of War. I did a couple of those, and I couldn't decide how I wanted that to sound, how what and I ended up kind of basing it off of a cartoon character from a cartoon series that I really liked when I was a kid. I couldn't figure out how I wanted that to sound, so I did three of them the first time I did one, just to see. I did one that kind of sounded like the evil sorceress, and a couple other ones. I don't know. I'm half in the bag right now. I just got back from a wedding. It was a pretty good wedding. But does anybody know what would cause that? I don't know. I don't know how to stop it. It's something in the the exporting process when I'm exporting it to MP3. And I don't save these, 'cause then I would have four files named the same thing, and I would just confuse the fuck out of myself. I probably should start, but I'm a lazy bitch, so there's that. That's a compelling reason not to do so, but maybe I'll have to. But I'm sorry. I had a lot of fun doing that script. There was something interesting about it. But no, I was passing. There was this bottle of honey wild turkey. It was the kind with honey in it. And we were passing that back and forth in the parking lot. And I was gonna be good, because, at parties, a lot of the times there's not a lot of food I can eat with being a vegetarian and all. So I was gonna be good and, not drink a lot. And then, we were passing the bottle back and forth. Me and some people. My first gaming group was all there. That was pretty cool. My brother is he's like a fucking Wes Anderson character, and I love him so much, but we used to be a lot closer than we are now. He's had the same friends since high school, and all of them, even the ones that moved out of town, came in. It was really cool. I'm kind of jealous of that. I'm a little bit of an unjoined person, so. I have some friends now who I've had for 4 or 5 years. I've been friends with them, but I don't know, I'm just not. I tend to have friends and be really super close to them for 2 or 3 years, and then never see them again, and I wish that I could look them up, but it would be super awkward because I wouldn't know what to say. I'd be like, "Hey, so do you remember many years ago when we used to be really super close and really good friends, and I wish that we could hang out sometime. It would be cool." And They'd be like, I have a life and I haven't talked to you or heard from you or anything in like years, and you know, maybe you should stop being a crazy girl and get a life too. And that's not, you know, what it's about. It's just like, I wonder what you're doing with yourself now. Did you ever start that business you were always talking about? Or, you know, did you ever get your degree? Or, you know, whatever. Did you ever move to that place that you wanted to move to? All those things that people used to talk about, whatever they were. Like, I wanna know how their lives turned out. And, like, really know, not like. Like, I don't have Facebook anymore, but, like, Facebook doesn't really tell you much of anything. It tells you, like, this. Like, I hate Pinterest. Pinterest is the fucking worst thing on the internet. Like, I would, like, if I could, like, bring down websites with my mind, I would kill Facebook and I would kill Pinterest, and the rest of the internet may live. Even YouTube, like, for all the useless shit that there is on YouTube, there's some pretty good stuff. Like, if you just, like, there's some concept and you do not understand it, or like you're really like, I have no idea how to tie a tie. How the fuck do I tie a tie? It's on YouTube. You know? There's some interesting shit on YouTube. And there's some like stuff that's hard to find. Like all of George Carlin's stuff is on there and all kinds of great stuff. But like Facebook is completely useless most of the time. People don't post enough. Like, there's like this weird thing where you have to like consider what other people will care about, or like try to make yourself, like, a lot of people try to make themselves look better or whatever, and they just like Pinterestify their life. And it's like, I want to know how you are. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to talk to you. You know, I want to have a conversation. I don't want to fucking see 37 photos about of your new haircut that you secretly feel really insecure about, and you know, your nose ring that you've wanted for 5 years. That this doesn't tell me that you've wanted to get your nose pierced for 5 years and you never told anybody because you thought it would look stupid, and you're so happy that it looks awesome. This just is like a photo of your nose ring and like two people like this. Who gives a shit? Fuck that. I want to like have like a friend reunion. It'll be awesome. But life doesn't work that way, you know? Sometimes I write little stories, like, about people that I used to know. Like, that girl that I knew from high school who was just really cool and, like, wanted to run away from home. She did run away from home, but she wanted to be like Anne Rice meets Jack Kerouac. And she was just like, she was so fucking cool. She was so beautiful too. She was like gorgeous. And like, when she told me she was gonna run away, I made her like a little. I was raised by witches, but I don't do witchcraft really. I read tarot cards when I'm worried about shit. Mostly as a way of like focusing myself so that like I can read the tarot and then be like, okay, done. This is. I have spent my time meditating on that and thinking about it and trying to figure out what the fuck it means. So most of my things that I read are like not like what's gonna happen tomorrow, but like what the fuck is going on right now? Like something happens, I'm like, what the fuck was that? So like I pull one or two cards. And then I think about what the cards mean and what they're trying to tell me. Or one of the ones that I do a lot is like, I'll think of a fictional character who I think is really cool at the time. Like, I don't know, Sasha Vikos. And I'll be sitting there, what would Sasha Vikos tell me if he was here? Or, you know, what would this person advise me to do about this situation? I read those a lot. Or, like, you can take a card and then put a card on top of it to, like, clarify. But a lot of the times I ask a slightly different question with the second card. And then kind of just try to figure out how they affect each other. But yeah, it's helpful, but I don't always necessarily put too much stock in it. Like, I'm not like married to it. Like, if you think tarot cards are bullshit, that's okay. It helps me to like be able to like put the cards away. Or most of the time I do it on my phone. I turn the app off and then it's like, okay, I'm done. I'm not gonna worry about that anymore. I've worried about it enough. That's like the biggest value in it, I think. But yeah. Other than that, the only thing I ever do is sometimes I make little charms for people, like protective or to make them feel more confident or happier or whatever. Like I put like little energy prayers in them and stuff. Or like I meditate sometimes when I'm feeling stressed, but yeah, like so I made her one. I made her like a little protection and finding enough work and stuff charm when she ran away. And she came back. She was okay. But she was just like the coolest person ever, and I know that she really wanted to be like a published writer, and I wonder if she ever published anything, because people don't always use their real names, so I'll never know. But I like to think that, you know, she's off, like, just being gorgeous and important and famous in like some big city and like doing these incredibly badass things and like breaking people's hearts and being awesome. Or like one of the first people I ever had a crush on, like he got a scholarship to go study in Oxford. And like I wonder what he's doing. And I like to think of him like just like buried in like one of his favorite periods was the Elizabethan period. I like to think of him just buried like in like big stacks of old diaries and letters and stuff, and he's just like got his archival gloves on, and he just sits there and like has like a cup of coffee or tea or something and doesn't move for hours. I like to think of all the people being happy and successful and doing all these super cool things. But you never know, you know? All of those people might have turned out completely different. But yeah. I know my life didn't really turn out the way I expected it to. Not necessarily bad, but just not how I expected it. But yeah, I'm half in the bag, so if anybody has any suggestions on why when I'm exporting my recordings they're getting skips, please let me know. I'm gonna go like drink some water and watch Netflix for a little bit, and maybe you'll hear from me a little bit later. Okay? Everybody take care.